Welcome to the latest edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. Here's your host, Tom King.
2019 ended a couple of weeks earlier than Newtown and Chilwell would have hoped, but they became a victim of the St Mary's juggernaut that went on to win the Premiership. The thing working against them was some key injuries at the most inopportune time, including to three-time Matheson medalist Matt McMahon. But they come back, they've reloaded, and their list looks very impressive, and you'd expect the men from Elderslie Reserve to be thereabouts when the whips are cracking in September. Their coach is Damien McMahon once again, and he's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock studios. Macca, good to see you. 18 months is a long time between drinks. How much are you looking forward to footy getting back underway?
Yeah, certainly. Excited to get to round one underway. Kingy, it's been a long time, and we've done a lot of training. Two pre-seasons for a couple of practice matches isn't a lot to show, but yeah, it's feeling pretty good at the moment, and everyone's excited to play Leopold at round one in a few weeks' time.
You haven't wasted your opportunities with practice matches. You've gone pretty hard. You've gone to some Beedsmen Tone and Uni Blues out of Vaffa Premier footy, and Uni Blues, I think, premiers in 2019. Nothing like getting a good indication of how you're tracking against sides like that.
Absolutely, yeah. At one stage, we're meant to be playing St Mary's and Leopold, and due to their fixture change, that come undone. So we're always planning to play Uni Blues. We've done that a few times over the last 3 years. So we know that they're one of the best teams in Victoria at a similar level and stock full of talent and mature age players. So, you know, we always want to put our young guys up against, you know, what's strong opposition in preparation for what will be lots of strong opposition at GFL level.
What did you take out of Saturday's performance?
Yeah, we're really excited about our first half. We bounced out of the blocks. I think we kicked 5 goals to nil and got off to a fantastic start. We probably run out of gas late in the game. We went in with 23 players and I think they went in with 27, so we're probably up against it. They swapped a few over as well in the second half, but yeah, we played I think 7 players that haven't played a senior game of football at Newtown and Chilwell. Lots of youngsters getting opportunities in both our practice matches, and I think that's what we're the most happiest about, you know, that we've got a lot of guys pushing up from our Colts in 2019 that will play senior footy in 2021.
You will have one more practice match against Geelong West. That was supposed to be a Friday night under lights at West, but I believe the ground's being re-sown in time for round one, and that'll be back at Elderslie. But nice little hit out before your round one against Leopold.
Yeah, absolutely. The only GFL club will play in our pre-season games. But yeah, we've played West over the years a number of times in practice match format. Yeah, it would have been nice to play on the Friday night to give us the extra day break going into the Leopold game. Wasn't to be, though, so happy to play him on a Saturday.
Injuries aside, from 2019, where does the improvement come from for Newtown and Chilwell in terms of being able to challenge St Mary's, St Joseph's, Colac?
Yeah, we probably felt that we're a little bit light on in, I suppose, maturity for some of our younger players. You know, we knew that we needed our best 22 out there, and taking a few key players out in the finals really hurt us, obviously not having Matt McMahon, our captain, in the St Mary's game, Sam Nichols and also Braden Hocking really, I suppose, exposed us. So making sure we had some more quality top-ups to be able to fill the voids if we do have injuries. So we felt like 2020 was a really good year for us recruiting-wise. We picked up what we thought were the gaps. And then again, obviously, in 2021, we've added some more players to that. So you know, some more experience coming into our group is pretty exciting. Obviously, a Nick Egan coming to us, who's a, you know, bona fide GFL player. Zach Walters coming and joining us as well. You know, mature age players. Not that they're overly old, but you know, they've been playing senior football for a long period of time. They're not 19-year-olds. So, but we've also got a host of talent coming through our footy club at the moment with players that are 19 to 20-year-olds that are probably the most talented bunch we've had come through in about 10 years. So that's pretty exciting for us.
One of those, and just I saw some images from the game on the weekend, was Cam Wilkinson comes out of the under-19s and will play some senior footy, I suspect. David Fanning's, well, he's beyond the twilight of his career. Fano, he's closer to 40 than 30, but he's going to play on. How do you manage Fano through the year, and does that involve Wilkinson getting opportunities when Fanning's not playing, or can you run them together?
Yeah, look, that's unknown at this stage, but our plan is to obviously fast-track Cam Wilkinson's development to allow him to play senior football this year. Fano's well and truly aware that probably playing 20-plus games of GFL senior footballs are probably beyond him. Yep. Just obviously the rigours of the competition and only having one bye this year will mean that we need to manage him through. That was the plan for 2020. We probably thought if he played, you know, 10 games of home and away footy in finals, we'd be pretty happy with that. But yeah, we'll just manage that week by week at the moment. And it's a bit of a luxury to have him sticking around for, you know, whatever games he does play, knowing that we've got a young emerging ruckman who's probably our biggest improver at our footy club at the moment over the pre-season.
Yep. How much work does Cam do with Fano? Like, is Fano, you know, I'm guessing Fano's still living in Melbourne. Do you give him a little bit of respite in terms of training that, you know, we'll only see you on a Thursday, but does he spend a lot of time with Cam on those nights that he is down?
Yeah, well, the Fanning family, they've just moved to Torquay through COVID, and so he's down in Geelong a bit more. They haven't done a lot of training together. We've actually just appointed Peter Wilkinson as our ruck coach, so he'll be working with his son.
That's handy.
Yeah, so between, obviously, David and Peter, obviously, wealth of knowledge off-field and to have David playing on the weekend, you know, for a half a game, with Cam was outstanding. Obviously, it's great for, you know, an older player like that to be able to nurture, you know, what is a player that's yet to play senior footy.
Yeah. He could be anything, Cam, couldn't he? He's just an untapped talent right now.
Yeah, absolutely. He's worked really hard to get fit. He hasn't played a lot of footy. He's got a basketball background, but that works well for him as a ruckman. He's a super competitive player, very much like his father. Covers the ground really well, very mobile. His second efforts have been exceptional for a young ruckman. So, you know, he got a really good opportunity to play against a quality ruckman on the weekend and, you know, equipped himself very well. So we're really comfortable that he'll be able to, you know, hold down a number one ruck spot for us in years to come.
Okay. Only going to be half as good as his old man and he'll be a star.
Yeah, we'll be happy with that.
Yeah, Pete was pretty handy in his day at Grovedale, for those who remember him running around in the late 1990s. I'll touch on your outs first very quickly. You've had a couple of retirements. Regan Grimwood came from Queenscliff to you guys in 2019. He won't play on. Paul Hinckley spent most of 2019 in the twos. I think he was best on in the twos grand final.
Correct, yes.
He was still travelling from down in the Western District?
Yeah, absolutely, yep.
So he will no longer be with us. Brooke Martin, unfortunately, you get to see the best of Brooke. He was a very good player at Benalla.
Yeah, he was, and he was really starting to get himself moving towards our finals campaign. He only played a few games for us, but yeah, he's a victim of COVID. You know, he wasn't prepared to wait another year for football to start again, so we're pretty devastated to lose him as a one-point player.
St Kieran, Golden Square, we'll go back to Bendigo, who was on the Geelong VFL list, and Charlie Lang, he's going to Southport to have a crack in the NEAFL.
Yeah, really exciting for Charlie. He was keen to play VFL footy. He's seen that maybe going up there was a great opportunity for him, and he's had a fabulous pre-season and has been rewarded with a spot on their list. So we're really hopeful that he has a strong season up there.
Did he go up there basically with no promises? Did he roll the dice a bit?
Yeah, I think him and an old teammate from St Mary's went up there together, and they've both managed to make the list and hopeful to play together.
You're going to have some VFL talent across numerous clubs, Geelong, Werribee, Carlton, just off the top of my head. Somebody at Williamstown as well?
Taya Miles is at Williamstown. Yep. Yeah, so I think about seven VFL players across those clubs. And then we've got a couple of their youngsters as well with Noah Gribble and also Gennaro Bove, both at Werribee. So, we're well represented. You know, hopefully for those players, they get great opportunities at VFL level, and some will. And as we know, the numbers game, you know, generally means they play more GFL footy than they do VFL. But yeah, we just have to wait and see what unfolds there. Taya Miles, obviously a new recruit for us. We wouldn't expect to see too much of him. I think he was best on ground again for Williamstown on the weekend, been playing some great footy for them. And you know, he'd be only playing at Newtown and Chewell if he was coming back from an injury, we'd suspect. You know, we recruited him very much on what may be in the future.
Yep. Alex Sincotta, how's he coming along from the knee? Will he play some footy early and will he start with you guys before going to Carlton?
Yeah, most likely we think. He's still probably going to miss round one at both VFL and GFL level. Obviously, they both start the same weekend. So he's in fabulous condition. He worked really hard over the COVID period. He's transformed his body shape. He's super fit. He's just going through the normal protocols, obviously ramping up his strength around his knee. It's still only just 12 months, I think last week, since he first done the injury. So, yeah, he won't be far off, and I would imagine he'd start with us and play a few games before he gets his opportunity at VFL level.
Nobody wanted to go through a COVID shutdown, but if somebody was going, gee, the timing could have been a bit different, he's won. If it had been a week earlier, he doesn't do his knee.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really stiff. We lost two players to ACLs. Jai Lane was another one who done his ACL in the only practice match we played against Leopold in 2020. So, yeah, we haven't had a lot of luck there. Jai, we think, will be not far off playing round one, or you're not far after that. And, yeah, we had a really sad incident on the weekend, 9-minute mark. We lost Angus McKay in his first game for us, or second game for us. So it looks like he's got a suspected ACL. He's gone home to WA on the weekend, and he'll have scans and... hopefully it's not as bad as first thought, but it probably at this stage is not looking positive.
Okay. He was one of your recruits for this year. You had high hopes for him too. Bit of a, I think the phrase you used when we spoke was a bit of a Tim House clone, similar attributes and a similar background too, coming from that Wheat Belt area in WA.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very similar background, been to the same school. Yeah, it's a really talented sports person. Looked fantastic in our first preseason game, 196 centimetres, you know, 95 kilos. You know, it's exactly what you want to see from a 20-year-old and just a ripping character. So, yeah, we're all pretty devastated to lose him in the way we did, but we know that he's here for 3 years minimum as a Marcus Holman student. So he'll come back and he'll get himself back on track, and hopefully we'll see, you know, him play some good footy in 2022.
How did it happen, Damien?
A really basic incident, you know, tackle on the boundary line, went down and twisted, and that was the end of it. So, yeah, the vision didn't pick it up, but, yeah, it was one of those incidents. He's had an ACL before on the same knee, so it was a reoccurrence of what had happened previously.
Yeah, massive blow. All right, we wish him best luck with his recovery. So not confirmed yet, but...
No, not confirmed, just suspected, but yeah. The fact he's done it before makes him think that it's most likely torn.
Okay, you still got Pete Stanton on your medical staff. Pete's probably all over that sort of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah. Pete was fantastic on the weekend looking after him, and, yeah, no better person to get him back and rehabbing strongly.
All right. Hopefully Angus is all right. Fingers crossed for him. But just some other recruits. We mentioned Taya Miles. We'll have Newtown and Chewell as his alignment club. Liam Fiore from Shepparton United played with Geelong in the VFL, I believe, on the weekend against Port Melbourne, and was, I think, tossing up some offers from local clubs. But you guys have won out.
Yeah, we've been talking to Liam for a long time now. He's been in Darwin for an extended period of time for the St Mary's Football Club up there. Made the decision to come home a couple of weeks ago. Played with us last weekend, the weekend before against some Bees Mentone, and played very well for us for a guy who hadn't done a training session. Got an opportunity to play the second half in the Cats VFL game this weekend. So, yeah, we're excited to have him at our footy club, and looking forward to getting him down here permanently in Geelong.
And got to play with a bloke called Dangerfield. It's not a bad first up hit out for the Cats.
Absolutely. Pretty exciting for a guy to play his first game with a couple of AFL stars running around.
Absolutely. Lockie Bond from Maryborough comes with huge reps out of the Bendigo League.
Yeah, really exciting talent for a youngster. Played a lot of senior football up there for Maryborough. I think a rising star up there also. Played a lot of NAB football. He's at Carlton Footy Club at the moment, living in Geelong. Really fortunate to gain his services, and we're pretty excited what he can offer us as a medium forward.
Okay, played under Ben Lavars, former Amos and St Mary star at Maryborough. Jordan Ayres comes from Corra Rutherglen. You've got a nice little pipeline coming out of that Ovens and Murray club.
Yeah, we've certainly become a bit of a destination club for those boys. Obviously, Will Robinson started that off a few years ago. Tyler Spencer joined us in 2020. He hasn't played a game for us yet, but he's another Corra or Rutherglen boy. But Jordan, yeah, he's quite a talented youngster, extremely quick. Yeah, we're pretty keen to see what he can offer us. He hasn't played a game with us yet because he's been back at home playing in his cricket finals. He's had a grand final just Saturday. So, yeah, the West game will be the first time we get to have a look at him.
Lewis Miller from Swan Hill.
Yeah, Lewis has come to Geelong in grad year. So he's a player that sort of arrived into town. We didn't know a lot about him, done some research, ripping character. We met him a few times and come and trained. He trialled at a few other clubs. But we're stoked that he chose Newtown and Chilwell to be his club.
Tobias Thorne, he's been at Newtown before, went back to Winch, but he's committed himself to having a crack at GFL level again.
Yeah, credit to him. You don't see that too often, that a player returns to GFL level at his age, but he's still only 25. He's in fantastic condition. He's had a fabulous pre-season. He's rock hard, fit, super quick, and he's got some tricks. So we're really comfortable that he's done everything he possibly can to give himself a crack at playing GFL senior footy again, and we're pretty comfortable that he'll get out and have an impact.
All right, some very positive ins. You mentioned Gennaro Bove a little bit earlier. Great news out of the Falcons in the last 48 hours that he'll captain the Falcons this year. Nice feather in his cap. With the way the NAB League set up, I think you're only playing a dozen games home and away, and he's obviously aligned to Werribee as well, along with Noah Gribble. How's Noah's knee coming along, firstly?
Yeah, he's tracking along really well. Had a good chat to Noah. He's at a game on Saturday, played in their practice match. I think it was Thursday night, and he set the play round one, I think, which is Thursday night coming. Mm. So, yeah, he's recovered well. He's had a good pre-season. He's done some training with us. He's been at Werribee also with Gennaro. But yeah, they're two fantastic young kids that have a big say in what happens in the Falcons season, I'm sure. Obviously, Gennaro being the captain is a great honour for him. I think he would have been the captain in 2020.
Yes, yep.
If they had played. So yeah, it says a lot about his character and the type of player he is. So yeah, we've also got Kyle Skeen down there and Blake Reed. Unfortunately, Blake injured himself in the Cats VFL pre-season, so he'll be a late starter to the Falcons program. Kyle will probably play round one, we would imagine, for the Falcons. So four 19-year-olds we've got at the Falcons, followed by another six youngsters. So, 10 overall. It's pretty exciting for Newtown to have, 10 players that will play a lot of footy at the Falcons this year.
One bloke who will be itching to play football, and I did see him in the photos for the Uni Blues game, was Matt Bogue, who I think round one 2019 did the shoulder and wasn't seen again. So it's basically 2 years since he's kicked the footy.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been flying along. Bogies played three practice matches now. We had a bit of a hit out against the Cats a month ago. He was really strong in that game, strong again in the Mentone St. Bede's game, and on the weekend mixed it with some of the best mids he come up against, I think, at local footy. And he looks superior. His fitness is strong. He's in great condition, and he's just busting to get out and play footy again.
Now, does he get the 2-point deduction? He only played the one game in 2019. Will he get the? Because he came, I think, as a 5 from Grovedale.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I think he gets 1-point deduction. I think we're still looking to try to get the other point, but that's a bit unknown at the moment. Yeah, okay. He's one of those guys that's probably on the borderline of whether he should take a point off or not. Well, hopefully that he can, but for us, points isn't really an issue, so a point isn't going to make a difference to us.
Fair enough. We talked about Cam Wilkinson, some of the other kids that have impressed that might be knocking on the door for round one against Leopold.
Yeah, no, it's interesting because we've got a host of youngsters. We've had Cam, obviously, impressive. Jackson Braun, another youngster, same age as Cam, coming out of our Colts program. Connor Floppiani, he's been playing in our senior practice matches. He's been fantastic. Charlie Harris and Chaz Kapala are two guys that were really prevalent in the NAB Falcons team.
Yep.
2019. They've been fantastic. Harrison Orr's played in both our practice matches at senior level, and Ollie Leary, he's been elevated to Essendon's VFL list, and he's played the last two games there for the Bombers at VFL level. So got some really good young talent that none of those guys have played a senior game of football yet, but we're really confident that they'll play and make their debuts in 2021.
How tough is selection going to be in round one for you, Damien?
It's going to be challenging because we've played a lot of players over our practice matches, and we'll do the same thing against West. But, we've got a fair idea what our best 22 looks like. It always comes down to availability and fitness and the work they've done. But, it will be a challenge, but that's how we want it to be. It's exciting to be able to sit down in a couple of weeks' time and pick, our first team in what's been a long time.
Might be some good players missing out on a twos game by the sound of it.
I don't think anyone will miss out on a twos game, but there'll be certainly some guys that will be disappointed to be playing twos that have maybe previously played a regular senior football. But, that's what happens at good, strong clubs that have got healthy lists. And, that's what's been happening at St Mary's and Joey's, Colac, Leopold for, a number of years. So, that's what we're trying to work towards.
All right, start of the season, you kick it off against Leopold. It was going to be the Pride game, but that's now been swung around, and that will be actually a standalone game, I believe, on the bye weekend in early July, which will be fantastic, and that will be out at Leopold. So two in a row to start at home, and then you've got two in a row to finish, and you're two in a row at home, Leopold, North Shore to start, and Leopold's going to be a challenging one. North Shore, we're a bit unsure what they're going to bring, but we know they'll have a crack, and then St Mary's and Colac final two.
Yeah.
I know you're not looking that far ahead, but those last two rounds of the year could be very, very important in where you finish.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. You always look ahead and have a good look at the draw. And yeah, it's a relatively tough start and a tough finish. It looks like if we're fortunate enough to play finals, that our finals campaign will go for a number of weeks, knowing who we play in the last two games of the season. But that's great preparation to obviously go into a finals campaign if we're at that stage in the year. But yeah, it's a the draw is a draw. You play the teams that are put in front of you, and you tick them off along the way. And you know, that's the challenge of a lengthy season.
Leopold, North Shore, St Joseph, South Barwon is your opening month. So a couple of finalists there, and then Colac and St Mary. Would be rude of us not to touch on the great Len Elford as part of a chat with you, Damien. He was Newtown and Chilwell Football Netball Club for the last best part of 50 years, and he's passing of last Wednesday is being sorely felt, not only at Elderslie Reserve, but I think through the wider GFL and local football netball community.
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. Well, he's a guy that was part of, you know, the whole Geelong community and involved in lots of other things outside of just our football and netball club. There's no doubt he's a heart and soul character. He's spanned it across three generations at our footy club, and seen some great times and some not so great times. You know, he's a guy that's related to our oldest players that have, you know, still surviving, and some of our younger, you know, kids that are still walking through the doors of our football club. Yeah, dearly lost, or will be sadly missed. He's a guy that typifies, you know, our DNA, and, you know, lived every one of our values, and was just a great example to any young person walking into a club about how to be selfless, you know, how to unite people and how to be respected. He's probably one of the people in football that I've come across that's respected the most, not just at our club, but it doesn't matter what club he walked into. You know, he had a level of respect just because of who he was as a person, and you know, he never asked for anything in return. He was certainly a giver, and he gave our footy club and netball club so much.
What motivation does he serve to honour his memory in 2021 for your senior football team?
Oh, look, I think he gives us lots of motivation. You know, just seeing him in his later days at our training sessions, it certainly made you realise that, you know, he probably wasn't going to see much of our season, if any, and as it turned out, he's not going to. But, yeah, I think every player and coach and supporter and anyone that's involved in our footy club will certainly be urging us on to, you know, really honour his memory and make 2021 a fantastic year for us. And we know he'll be looking over us and, you know, making sure that we're doing everything right, because that's just how he'd want us to go about things and keep pushing forward.
He had a special bond with Matthew McMahon, and I think basically for all of Matty's 207-odd games he's played, strapped his shoulders. Will Matt captain the club again this year?
Yeah, absolutely he will. Obviously coming off a strong season other than an injury. You know, he's worked his way into being a really good leader at our footy club. You're right, he had a fantastic bond with Len. Len would have been at every one of Matt's games from the time he was a youngster all the way through to obviously him being an older, mature player now. So he'll speak at his funeral on Wednesday along with a host of other people. But there's been a constant in Jet's career, and outside of his family, it would have been Len Elford.
Yeah, absolutely. Damien, lovely words on Len, and our thoughts are with the Elford family and his three surviving children, who will miss their father greatly, as the Newtown and Chilwell Football Netball Club will as well. Really appreciate you coming in and having a chat to us. Always good to talk footy with you, and we wish you the very best of luck for season 2021, and if maybe the stars do align and there's a way to honour somebody's memory, it's with a premiership. It's been 35 years, and I think the folk at Elderslie Reserve are craving one, and it might be a special one. If it's 2021, you can land one.
Yeah, no, it'd be a great way to honour the legend of our footy club. So let's hope we can improve on 2019 and make it our year.
Good luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for listening to this edition of K-Rock Football's Coaches Catch Up. For other editions and the latest local news, head to krockfootball.com.au.